This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Well, President Joe Biden, asterisk, he definitely has the firearms industry in his crosshairs. During his Rose Garden address last month, he reaffirmed his support for repealing the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, PLCCA, of 2005. And erroneously, because they lie, he said, this is the only outfit that is exempt from being sued. And if I get one thing on my list, if the Lord came down and said, Joe, you get one of these, give me that one. Most people don't realize the only industry in America, billion-dollar industry, that can't be sued, exempt from being sued, are gun manufacturers. Now, his hostility to the industry isn't new. When he was a senator, he voted against the PLCAA. And this is the thing about the PLCAA. What the PLCAA does is it makes it hard for somebody to sue the gun industry for a gun working properly, but being abused, being used in a crime. And that's important simply because that would open up a huge Pandora's box. Maybe not today, but it would not be a good thing to get out there and start this wholesale, well, we're just going to allow this to happen kind of thing. His campaign listed repeal of the law as a top priority, stating, this law protects these manufacturers from being held civilly liable for their products, a protection granted to no other industry. Biden will prioritize repealing this protection. Well, if someone uses a gun in a crime, this is where he wants to be able to sue said the gun industry. He wants to be able to sue the manufacturer for their gun being used in a crime. Nowhere else would this be actually a consideration. Nobody gets out there and ever says, we're going to sue Chevrolet for that person driving that car while he was drunk. This is where the PLCAA came into existence, because they realized that they were going to try a little lawfare against them. If they succeed in doing away with the PLCAA, the gun industry would incur massive problems for lawful commerce of firearms, and it would undermine the Second Amendment right. It was a bipartisan law when it passed. Became law October 26, 2005. It passed the U.S. Senate 6534 with 4 absentations. And in the House of Representatives, it passed 283 to 144 with 6 absentations. The law prohibits civil liability from being brought or continued against manufacturers, distributors, dealers, or importers of firearms or ammunition for damages, injunctive, or other relief resulting from the misuse of their products by others. If you go out and buy a gun, and you pull the trigger on it, and it fires backwards and hits you in the hand, or in the face, or whatever, and it turns out that that's a design flaw of that gun, you can definitely sue that gun manufacturer. If you buy a gun and it just fires while it's sitting there on the counter, you can sue that gun manufacturer. Gun manufacturers are not immune from lawsuits for negligence, malfeasance, bad design, you know, that kind of thing, quality control failures. They are, however, immune from people misusing their products, which that should be the way it is for everything. Now, if they were to repeal this law, this would undermine Second Amendment rights in the nation. The Cato Institute looked at the costs resulting from the frivolous lawsuits pre-PLCAA that ran gun makers and sellers out of business through litigation-induced bankruptcy practices aimed directly at restricting constitutionally protected gun rights. In contrast, the bill's opponents make support full repeal, claiming manufacturers intentionally make products that endanger lives. Okay. A gun in the hands of the law-abiding is a boon to society. A gun in the hands of the law-abiding means it will never be used in the commission of a crime. And nearly 8,000-9,000 times a day, depending on who you listen to, somebody with a gun in their hands, a law-abiding citizen, prevents a crime daily. Now, the reason they're able to do this is because a gun is an equalizer. A very frail woman who knows how to shoot can make herself the equal of two or three nice young strapping young fellows that may be intent upon killing her if she's armed. It is an equalizer. It is a force multiplier, if you will. And the reason she's able to do that, or anybody that is carrying a gun is able to do that, is because a gun is dangerous. A gun fires a projectile at a high rate of speed, and if it collides with a human body, it causes trauma. Sometimes that trauma can result in death. So yes, guns are dangerous, but they do not endanger lives unless they are misused or used carelessly. Now, the gun control group Every Town for Gun Safety believes the law blocks legal responsibility for gun manufacturers that have failed to innovate and make guns safer. Another gun rights folk, the Giffords organization, claims it shields the gun industry from nearly all civil liability for the dangers their products pose. Now, see, what these guys are selling is they're selling the myth of the guaranteed safety thing. You can make a gun that cannot be abused. But a gun, if you were to take a smart gun and it had a mechanism in it, an electronic mechanism to keep it from firing, because it also has the mechanics built inside of it to make it fire, somebody that really knows what they're doing can pull that gun apart and turn it into a shooting gun, into a dumb gun, if you will. And this idea that we can make a gun that only operates on command, It is a two-sided sword. First of all, they want a gun that would only operate on command so that they can be in charge of the commands. Second, they want to get out there and fix it to where if a gun is used, that they can say categorically, you're the one that did it. But the question is, do gun manufacturers really have blanket immunity from lawsuits? No, they don't. If it backfires, if it explodes, yes, they are held liable for that. You and I can do this any day, all day, if we find a gun that does that, that harms us. But getting out there and wanting to sue the gun industry out of business is what President Joe Asterisk Biden is looking to do. And that's what he wants to do, and that's why he's out there wanting to repeal this. And the question becomes, how would killing off the gun industry do this country any good at all? It employs a lot of people, but it would put a lot of people out of business, put a lot of people out of work. And, of course, Democrats never think about that. They never think about that. But, Mr. President, you're a shameful, shameful idiot. I mean, you're trying to defame the economic sector and a segment of very hard-working, law-abiding people. Shame on you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In a letter written in 1816 to his friend Charles Yancey, Thomas Jefferson wrote, "The functionaries of every government have propensities to command at will the liberty and property of their constituents. There is no safe deposit for these but with the people themselves, nor can they be safe with them without information." And he was making the case for taxpayer-funded public schools. He believed in an educated electorate with access to a free press, and this would be proof against the government's inclination to encroach upon our liberty. You got to wonder if he would take this sanguine view after witnessing what passes for education and news reporting today. But it's useful for us to consider this question now, considering that our president's first State of the Union address was the archetypical expression of the propensity to command to which Jefferson alluded. If you get past all of the cliched balderdash that was in there, it was a call for the expansion of an already bloated federal behemoth. The $2 trillion infrastructure plan the president pitched, for example, includes programs to which few of you would apply that term. It would spend far more money on entitlement programs than on roads and bridges. My junior senator, Tim Scott, expressed it in his State of the Union response. He said, Republicans support everything you think of when you think of infrastructure. Roads, bridges, ports, airports, waterways, high-speed broadband, we're all in. But again, Democrats want a partisan wish list. Less than 6% of the president's plan goes to the roads and bridges. It's a leftist wish list of big government waste, plus the biggest job-killing tax hikes in a generation. Experts say when all is said and done, it would lower American wages and shrink our economy. Infrastructure spending that shrinks our economy is not common sense. Now, this would all be too obvious to any beneficiary of the kind of education and journalism envisioned by Thomas Jefferson. But the academies favored by the sage of Monticello look nothing like the union indoctrination centers that passed for public schools in our era. Jefferson would not recognize this. He would not recognize these United States. He wouldn't recognize this system. 19% of Hughes graduates are functionally illiterate as an education system at all. And as for the Fourth Estate, it's unlikely that he would dignify today's corporate media by calling it the free press, seeing that it routinely colludes with politicians to misinform the voters. Case in point, with this whole thing with the PLCAA, nobody in the press got out there and said, that's not exactly true, Mr. President. They're all out there going, really? You can't sue them? After the State of the Union, no major news outlet noted that most of the president's assertions were misleading. When he claimed that tax hikes were good for the economy and added that trickle-down economics has never worked, none informed his sparse audience that this term is a meaningless trope concocted by the Democrats a long time ago to denigrate Reagan's tax cuts. And the media also failed to note that then-Senator Biden voted for Reagan's plan, including the tax cuts. And history has proven that his plan was wildly successful. From the Heritage Foundation, President Reagan's record includes sweeping economic reforms and deep across-the-board tax cuts, market deregulation, sound monetary policies to contain inflation. His policies resulted in the largest peacetime economic boom in American history and nearly 35 million new jobs. As the Joint Economic Committee reported in April 2000, no matter how advocates of big government try to rewrite history, Reagan's record of fiscal responsibility continues to stand as the most successful economic policy of the 20th century. Now, sadly, and unfortunately, the media and the public schools, neither of them show any inclination to do their jobs. So when Biden solemnly pledges to root out systemic racism in our criminal justice system, very few in his audience had any idea that much of his career as a senator was spent hobnobbing with white supremacists like Senators James O. Eastland, Herman E. Talmadge. Even fewer knew that Biden was among the most ferocious opponents of desegregation. He authored the Biden-Eagleton bill that prevented the Justice Department from bringing desegregation lawsuits. This ignorance is a dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing because ignorance leads to totalitarianism. And it compounds a far larger education deficit concerning our history in general. Nor is it limited to graduates of our secondary schools. Victor Davis Hanson invites us in American Greatness to assess the value of a university diploma. And he writes, imagine a place where the certification of educational excellence, the BA degree, is no guarantee that a graduate can speak, write, or communicate coherently or think inductively. It isn't clear how many voters are intellectually equipped to process the historical knowledge they possess, and this is precious little. The American Council of Trustees and Alumni found that only 23 undergraduate history programs at the U.S. News and World Report's top 25 national universities, top 25 public institutions, and top 25 liberal arts colleges require a single U.S. history class. You heard that right. And even students who major in history take not one single course of U.S. history or government at the overwhelming majority of America's most prestigious institutions. Now, when this was set up, when the founding fathers were in the middle of all this founding, it was assumed, Jefferson assumed, that an electorate with access to taxpayer-funded schools in a fourth estate free of overt government censorship would be protecting our basic liberty. But the education system and the media have both been compromised by the very despots that they were meant to keep in check. This is a problem that I see in being the white hat, being the good guy. Because we're out there going, well, these are set up for the good of mankind. And because we presume so many niceties about other people, we're willing to give people the benefit of the doubt. We make the big mistake of sitting around and watching it get compromised in front of our very faces. They use our freedom against us. And now what do we have? The media, the educational systems, they're dumbing down the voters to a level at which they will eventually be incapable of self-government. And as Jefferson put it in the same letter to Charles Yancey, he said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. And that's the price that democracy pays for ignorance. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his cabinet are looking over the April job numbers. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he knew the numbers would be down.
I think that, we're definitely on the recovery.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News. Four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd now face federal charges. A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and three other officers. All four were arrested in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. Chauvin is awaiting sentencing following last month's conviction on state murder and manslaughter charges. In Alabama, a jury has convicted a police officer of murdering a suicidal man who is holding a gun to his own head. William Darby was charged with killing Jeffrey Parker in 2018. Prosecutors said that Parker was killed without cause, but his defense had argued that the shooting was justified because Parker posed a threat to Darby and the other officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hour. On March 14, 2021, 27 people were shot, 4 killed in a major American city. There was little local news coverage of the event. There was no national news coverage of the event. On March 21, 2021, just a week later, a gunman walked into a Colorado supermarket and opened fire, killing 10 people before he was stopped. This event created massive national coverage. The victims were white. The shooter was reported as being white. He might have even been a Trump supporter. The first event happened in Chicago, and it was not unusual. In the first 3 months of this year, 762 people have been shot in Chicago. There have been 144 homicides. 83% of the victims, or 120 people, are black, were black. Since 2009, there have been 6,732 murders in Chicago. Day after day, month after month, good year after bad year, 1.6 people per day on average are murdered in Chicago. The majority are young black men. Now, society knows how to stop killing. New York became one of the safest cities in the world by getting serious about gun crime. They used something called ComStat, a crime tracking system, and they deployed more officers to high crime areas. You got to go where the action is. Officers were free to stop or to use stop and frisk tactics, whereby police would stop and frisk individuals engaged in suspicious behavior if an illegal weapon was found, and arrest would be made. Individuals stopped carrying guns, shootings and gun homicides declined. In 1990, there were 2,605 homicides. A low of 550 was reached in 2017. There was an add-on effect to enforcing gun laws. Individuals most likely to carry guns were drug dealers and enforcers, illegal gun dealers, and stick-up artists. These people now being off the street, the aggressive gun effort helped drive down the overall crime rate. You would think that Chicago, which is a big city but not the biggest city, would copy what the biggest city was doing. But that hasn't happened. Chicago has an ordinance requiring anyone convicted of a gun-related violence or illegal gun possession to go to police headquarters yearly and register their home addresses. But nobody's ever punished for failing to comply with that law, which was modeled on similar measures that were credited for helping reduce crime elsewhere. Chicago Sun-Times analysis found most of these cases get dismissed in court, and that's typically done at the request of lawyers representing City Hall. So, the high Chicago murder rate is more than just not enforcing the gun laws on the books now. The officer's hands are tightly bound when it comes to stop and frisk stops as a result of a settlement with the ACLU to reform the procedure. Now, in addition, there's little leadership or publicity about the bloodbath. Black Lives Matter is not leading protests against the murders. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Senators Durbin and Duckworth, and the 18 United States representatives that are from that area all seem to be missing in action. There's no headlines from the Chicago Tribune or USA Today. And it's time to face facts. And this is not my decision. This is my observation. Young black men that live in the ghetto, in the inner city, designed by and run by the blue check crowd, they have no political value. They don't vote. They don't make political contributions. So you have lax enforcement of gun law, no stop and frisk, and no leadership. In Chicago, a person is murdered every 14 hours and 42 minutes, and the beat goes on. Day after day, month after month, year after year. And who cares? See, there's nothing to be gained by actually doing something where something should be done. Nobody ever asked the question, what would these young men be if they were allowed to be educated, had their families, and had some sort of economic opportunity? What would these young men become? They become gang members because they don't have a family. They accept a way of life that you and I would find barbaric. They accept it as simply the way things are done. So in the next, I mean, when you think about it, every 14 hours, 42 minutes. So every two shifts of somebody's job, somebody's dying. However you want to put that, however you want to look at that. And the thing that I don't understand, that I'm constantly asking, and I'm not asking this about the anti-gun people. The anti-gun people are not interested in public safety. If they were interested in public safety, they would either stop defunding police, which they're doing, which that's not about public safety either, by the way. That's about trying to develop a class of people that needs everything they can get from government. This is Cloward and Piven, the violent version. You know, overburden the system till it breaks down. When it breaks down, be there on the spot. Hi there, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. That kind of thing. The reason gun carriers are so looked down upon is a gun carrier is making a very vivid proclamation. I am my own first responder. I am the one that will handle this that's coming up in front of me. I will call you after it's done, but at first I will be doing it myself. I will not be dependent upon the state to protect myself. You just can't. I mean, for the left, this is absolute madness to consider that you would be out there doing these things. They'll tell you all the time. They'll lie to you. They'll say, well, there's no evidence that people that carry guns actually do any self-defending. That's because that 99.9% of the time, if you present a weapon, somebody's going to be going the other way. They're going to break off their crime, and they're going to rethink what they were doing just this minute, and they're going to run away the other way. It's happened to me twice. And I say, you know, when I say that, while it sounds sort of matter-of-fact, it really doesn't do the situation justice, because I remember both of those very vividly. In both cases, when the weapon came up, I can't tell you what I was saying in my head, but I can tell you that the awful finality of what I might be getting ready to do was making its way into my mindset. But in these inner cities in Chicago, places like that, the people that are in charge, they're in a position and they would actually be the ones to stop the killing. They're not doing it. And what we're watching right now, what we're seeing in real time, well, it's in real time, but it's slowed down for us. It's slow motion genocide. There is no other word for it. Because the government could do something about it. They're the ones that put it in place. They're the ones that could do something about it. There are steps they could take. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. I saw this, and I'm always fascinated with these people in other countries that seem to feel like they have standing to talk about America, whatever it is they're talking about. And a great many British people, Piers Morgan is a splendid example. Piers Morgan is, you know, at his very core, he's a pretty fairly decently conservative guy, except when it comes to gun control. I don't really know where that disconnect comes in play. Of course, he's gone. He's been gone from CNN for a little while. I don't think he's even on TV anymore since he said something about... He said something, I think, considering transphobes or transgenders or something. I don't know what happened. Right now, I don't think it's on TV. No, it was Meghan Markle. Okay, completely different topic, huh? Now, there's a columnist for Bloomberg who is a has been knighted in Britain named Sir Max Hastings. He decided to share his thoughts on gun crime and the difference between his native Britain and the United States in I Grew Up on Guns. Now I've learned to love firearm control. Now let me explain. He starts out with this. Having a father who brought home keepsake firearms from the Second World War, he claims to have become exceptionally proficient at taking apart and reassembling guns as a child. Now this is all designed to preempt the common response of American enthusiasts to the rest of the world's horror. Foreigners don't understand guns. Well, that's not exactly the point. To get out there and say that you understand guns because you grew up in a house with them and you may have been allowed to take them apart under some sort of supervision is the same thing as to say that because you have a few bottles of wine in your house, you're qualified to be a sommelier or a vintner. And it's also not quite the point. Foreigners, regardless of how well they may handle guns, don't understand us. He continues to write, the association of right-wing patriotism with gun ownership is a recent construct. So the new thing that the left is doing is trying to get out there and make you believe that we exist in the Matrix. You know, sexual gender, that's a construct. That's a social construct. Doesn't really exist. This association that he's talking about, it's a construct. He continues, it's fiction that weapon ownership is an inherent part of American identity. It may not be an integral part of the national identity and remains a matter of personal choice, But the right to possess and bear arms is something of a longer, more celebrated pedigree, I'm afraid, Sir Max. The United States Supreme Court traced that right back to English precedents that predated the creation of the United States. You guys are the one that lost track, not us. The Second Amendment was not intended to lay down a novel principle, but rather codified a right inherited from our English ancestors. According to Sir Max, it is a truth universally acknowledged that possession of a gun facilitates homicide and suicide. And it requires absurdly little physical effort or even psychological commitment to point and fire a gun. Now, he rightfully states that no other country comes close to the scale of gun ownership. For 400 million weapons, or 46% of all the world's guns in private hands. Now, let's go with that. So if you assume these things are correct, and you also assume that what he's saying is correct, that if I own a gun, that I can either get out there and say, I think I'm going to kill that guy over there today. Or if I'm really having a bad day, I might go, I think I'm just going to kill myself today. Based upon his, what he says, that those are his truths that he's saying, and then he's throwing out these other things, you would assume that we would dominate homicide and suicide rate worldwide by a spectacular margin. However, we have not been propelled to the top of those charts. The rate of suicide in the United States is below that of Japan, France, South Korea, Poland, Switzerland, Hungary, and Belgium. Russia and Lithuania have rates twice as high as the U.S. Likewise, the United States is far from being the global leader in homicide. One source indicates the U.S. rate of death by interpersonal violence homicide in 2017 was just over 6 per 100,000. The same as Cuba, Moldova, Argentina, and Thailand. Guatemala, which is 36.6 per 100,000. Mexico, 34.1. Brazil, 30.1. Costa Rica, 10.4. Are all of Eastern Europe 13.0 per 100,000? Well, they're more violent. Then, statistics aside, his personal history undermines his claim. Despite growing up in a home with a father who was potty about guns, those firearms apparently drove no one in the Hastings household to homicide or self-harm. The only apparent victim of gun violence there was a television accidentally shot by Hastings, one of the wonderfully rackety experiences of his childhood. I've seen a few things accidentally shot. Never a TV. Wonder how that happened. A particularly disappointing reference in his article relates to the rise in gun sales in 2020 as the pandemic intensified nameless, undefined fears. Many of these gun owners cannot credibly explain what threat their personal arms are supposed to defend against. It would be hard to shoot a virus, for instance. Now we go off into the presumption here is that we're stupid and we bought a gun. And we got the gun sticking out and saying, where's the virus? Where's the virus? Nobody bought guns to shoot the virus. I'm almost certain of that. A great many people did buy guns because the cops were pulling back, because they were letting people out, because they were defunding police. When you got nobody to call in the event of an emergency, it becomes incumbent upon yourself to be able to take care of yourself. And his implication, inexplicable for a person of his background, is that these gun owners are ignorant, too simple to grasp the nature of COVID-19. But what were we seeing in the news? We were seeing riots and unrest all over the place. And we were seeing the police with a bunch of stand-down orders all over the place. And we were seeing calls to slash law enforcement resources all over the place. At least one academic has pointed to these events and the unwillingness or inability of local authorities to stop looting, rioting, and other lawless and violent behavior as proof of the importance of the right to have the means to self-defense. If you're under the impression that you have no need to arm yourself because protection is available from the cops, but you have very clear and legitimate apprehensions when politicians and others abdicate their responsibility and ignore, or in some cases encourage, criminal behavior. And what you're going to get out of that is a breakdown of the public order. So, Sir Max Hastings, he's out there making a bunch of observations about things that he doesn't really have any business doing. In his British version of Come and Take It, criminals are free to help themselves, knowing their unarmed victims can't or won't resist, and authorities appear to have less concern for victims than villains. In his civilized society, criminals have the moral high ground. Chairs and narwhal tusks must be used to stop murderers, and it is entirely acceptable that good citizens are unworthy of possessing weapons. In the words of certain other Brits that have I've talked to regarding Sir Max, he is referred to as a hoplophobic git, which I think is apt in this particular case. A very apt description. And this is, once again, this is the ignorant. Remember, I was talking about how ignorance is bad. This is a prime example of ignorance. Somebody that is not introspective enough to be able to look back at himself and figure out what's going on with them, they've got a bigger problem than what they profess. If you can't critically think, maybe you should just shut up. Back again next week. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com.